are kicking off the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. And you'll find a lot of stuff there. It's all brought to you free, because I think that's the way a talk show website should be. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Go over to freetalklive.com, and I bet you'll find more for free than those other hosts charge you for. 800-259-9231. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and we didn't get a chance last night due to the TSA to really dig into the topic of Veterans Day. Actually, I don't think we even touched on it.
It's just as well, because you also did not have the experience of a former submariner.
That's
on the
true.
Show last night.
That is true. You are a veteran, and you are on the show tonight. We're actually hearing from some veterans in written form as far as what it is they think about the military. Specifically, right now, Mark, you're sharing with us a World War II veteran's take from the late 90s on Saving Private Ryan. Having gone and seen this movie, his reflections on what it meant to him and how bad it is. I mean, not that the movie itself was bad. Cinematically, it was a very moving
awesome.
Experience. And that's the problem, is that it was very effective in his mind at convincing young people that it's a good idea to join the military and go kill at the will of politicians.
Yeah, you know, he says here that the detractors would in fact say that, well, after all, it was a war movie, not an anti-war movie, and I suppose that's a fair critique. He says, we can argue endlessly over whether there was an alternative in the short run, whether fascism could have been resisted without 50 million dead, but the long-term effect of World War II in our thinking was pernicious and deep. It made war so thoroughly discredited by the senseless slaughter of World War I noble once again. Now, by the way, World War II is really just World War I Part 2.
Mm.
That's what people just don't seem to get. They just, we got attacked at Pearl Harbor. There was a lot of history between Japan and the United States up to that point. Let's not forget the United States was an aggressive imperialist power was taking over islands in the Pacific. Right. What business did the United States have on the island of Hawaii in the first place?
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's been a while since I read up on it, so I can't, go through the history of it right now.
Hawaii?
But the equivalent, the Pearl Harbor, the whole idea that they attacked us is a bit like me coming up to you and smacking you and just kind of shoving you and calling you names and giving you another shove until you finally hit me.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you attacked me, Mark!
I think it's called the Marshall Memo, which actually is, a memo from FDR that says, look, we need to figure out some way to get Japan to attack us.
Pretty much, yeah, there was 8 points, I believe they went over,
and that to me says that these guys are being aggressive. If not, if they weren't the aggressor, they were being aggressive. And also,
clearly they're the aggressor.
It was a similar thing with the Civil War as well.
Indeed,
the whole.
So when you're dealing with the European theater, however, I mean, nobody in their right mind is going to say that Hitler would have come to power in a Germany where they hadn't been just destroyed by the armistice and these huge reparations that they had to pay. I mean, they destroyed Germany. They destroyed it, and it left an opportunity for a madman like Hitler to be elected, and he was democratically elected.
Mm.
It's the truth. He wasn't put in his position of power democratically elected. He managed to move up through the government at that point, but he was elected.
What was he elected to?
Some other position that wasn't like chancellor. that's how that occurred. That was the atmosphere for these things to occur in.
Yeah.
World War I made World War II happen. The fact the United States got into World War I made it so that the Allies in World War I won decisively.
Right.
If the Allies had not won decisively, they would not have cheated and ripped off Germany. Just read the history of World War I if you don't believe that that's true. Cheated and ripped off Germany and, tricked them into the armistice, because it was supposed to be an armistice, but what it really ended up being is essentially unconditional surrender. It wasn't. Germany wasn't that defeated at that point, but then when they had basically powered down and the armistice was given to them, I think it was weeks later, then, you know, they're screwed. They're screwed.
Didn't they oust? What was it though? Who's the head of the country at that time?
It wasn't Hindenburg. It was the Bismarck. Excuse me, the Kaiser.
The Kaiser was what the term was. Yeah.
So. Anyway, World War I made World War II, but World War II has this great rap, and it's silly. It was created by World War I and the actions of the United States getting into it. It enabled political leaders whatever miserable adventure they might take us into, whatever mayhem they would wreak on other people. 2 million dead in Korea, at least as many in Southeast Asia, hundreds of thousands in Iraq, and our own to invoke World War II as a model. Communism supplanted Nazism as the reason for war, and when we could no longer point to communism as a threat, a convenient enemy like Saddam Hussein could be compared to Hitler.
We need a new ism.
Yes. Our leaders, we have radical Islamism now.
Yeah. Terrorism.
Our leaders use glib analogies to justify immense suffering. The presumed absolute goodness of World War II created an aura of rightness around war itself. Note the absence of a great movement of protests against the Korean War, which only an adventure as monstrously evil, as soaked in official lies as Vietnam, could finally dispel. Vietnam caused large numbers of Americans to question the enterprise of war itself. Now, Saving Private Ryan, aided by superb cinematographic technology, draws on our deep feeling for the GIs in order to rescue not just Private Ryan, but the good name of war itself. I will not be surprised if Spielberg gets an Academy Award. Did not Kissinger get a Nobel Peace Prize?
Oh, wait. That wasn't Tom Hanks that directed? That was Spielberg, huh?
I guess. I don't know. I thought it was Spielberg.
Okay. Tom Hanks is in it.
Well, you're talking about two of the greats in Hollywood right now. The committees that give prizes are too often bereft of social conscience, but we are not bound to honor their choices. To refresh my memory, I watched the video of All Quiet on the Western Front with no musical background, without the benefit of modern cinematography, without fields of corpses, with no pools of blood reddening on the screen. The film conveyed the horror of warfare more powerfully than Saving Private Ryan. I haven't seen that. I guess I should. The one fleeting
shot... That's a World War II movie, right?
I think it's a World War I.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The one fleeting shot of two hands clutching barbed wire, the rest of the body gone, said it all. You just don't get the real horror and carnage in World War II that you do in World War I. They were really trying to clean it up. In World War I, everybody hated the war. There were strikes amongst the enlisted men. Everybody realized, oh, my God, this is a conflict between kings. We're fighting for kings, and if we stop, somebody's going to shoot us. We're slaves. But in World War II, it just didn't quite have that same feel to it. There was a monstrous evil, and people felt like, well, this is the way to handle it. In Spielberg's film, we see Tom Hanks gunned down, and it is sad. But it is a prosaic sadness compared to the death of the protagonist in Eric Reimark's story. As we watch a butterfly hover over a trench and we see the hand of Lou Ayres reach out for it and go limp, we see no dead body, only the beautiful butterfly, the reaching hand. But more important, All Quiet on the Western Front does not dodge, as Saving Private Ryan does, as its gushing critics do, the issue of war. In it, war is not just horrible, it is futile. It is not inevitable, it is manufactured. Back home, commenting on the war is no kindly General Marshall quoting Lincoln, but preposterous men urging the soldiers, "Go to Paris, boys, on to Paris." The boys in the trenches don't just discuss the battle, they discuss the war. They ask, "Who's profiting?" They propose, "Hey, let's have the world's leaders get into the arena and fight it out themselves." They acknowledge, "We have no quarrel with the boys on the other side of that barbed wire." Our culture is in deep trouble when a film like Saving Private Ryan can pass by like a military parade with nothing but a shower of confetti and hurrahs for its color and grandeur. I'd like to
point... Where did you find this? This is great.
Actually, one of my Quaker friends gave it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to point out that if, in fact, that there's a solution to this whole Osama bin Laden war in the Middle East that we
currently
have.
That's right. Bomb them to glass.
I have a solution. It's superior to that. It isn't a nonviolent solution, but it is a solution nonetheless.
Okay. We'll get to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. More on war or whatever you want to discuss. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site completely free. We've got different stuff there for you, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
For Christmas, don't forget, An Island Called Liberty. It's a great picture book for kids, probably between the ages of, I don't know. I mean, how young does a child, you know, have to be before you start reading them a picture book? I'd say zero, you know, two, three, something like that. My son Jack's 2.5. He's had the book for a while now. He's getting better about taking care of the pages as he's gotten on closer to three than he is two. But it's a simple story, graceful rhymes and beautiful illustrations on every page. We'll make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com. Take a look at it there. You can see some samples. Order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right. So, Mark, since you teased us with the Obama thing, as far as, not Obama, Osama, the terrorism, how to stop that, we'll come back to World War II in a moment. You mentioned that you had a solution or something like that.
Well, the thing here, the soldiers were claiming, the article here, the soldiers were claiming that, why don't the world leaders just get into the arena and fight it out themselves? And I think
they're cowards.
Yeah, well, I think that this would be the absolute way that this problem would have been solved. I don't think Osama bin Laden could have turned down George Bush in a fair one-on-one match and say, let's make it in Istanbul, Turkey, so it mm-hmm. seems like more, that's more even ground. So if George Bush would have challenged Osama bin Laden right there to a duel in the biggest soccer stadium in Istanbul, we wouldn't have had to go through all of this, because they still don't know whether this guy's alive or dead. The debates mm-hmm. still rage. I mean, I just saw something on the military channel last week about how these CIA people are just certain this guy is alive still. Yeah. And then I see another news article that says that no credible intelligence agency personnel thinks that Osama bin Laden's still alive. So, you know, the controversy continues to rage as to whether or not this guy's alive or dead.
Yeah, but Mark, then George Bush never would have been able to eat one of his snazzy White House dinners again if he actually went out and faced Obama.
Yeah, I mean, that's another great point is, what if he would have lost? And I'm sure that Osama bin Laden would take on Obama at this point.
Well, if it did come to that, where they would have to challenge each other and fight, then it would certainly cause them to show a lot more reluctance about whether or not they think it's a conflict worth fighting over.
Of course,
right?
It'd be a lot easier. Yeah. It's always a lot easier to send other people to their doom.
Right.
For
and, you know, and I'm not saying that I think the foreign relations started on 9/11. I think that the United States government holds a great deal of responsibility for what occurred on 9/11. Not the United States people, but its government.
Absolutely.
And to some extent, you know, what was I doing about United States foreign policy prior to 9/11? Not much.
Yeah, and when you say responsibility, you don't mean that it was an inside job. You mean that they were, killing people in the Middle East for decades and
decades,
interfering in people's lives and their politics there, and that's what inspired the 9/11 attack.
Yeah, I'm afraid if you ask Osama bin Laden, that's what he'll tell you. That he was outraged about what was going on, the United States intervention and support of Israel, and that's why he attacked the United States.
So let's go back to this World War II veteran who is speaking out against Saving Private Ryan, saying that this is a movie that, despite its gore, really does swell the heart toward the military, that it inspires people to be, you know, touches their nationalism and makes them want to join
sure
the military.
Sure does me, even when I see that thing, even when I still see it. I'm, you know, it happens to me.
Yeah, and that would have been the age when I was about 18. It was 1998, so I'd have been about 18 then, and that probably would have been maybe around 17 I was thinking about joining the military, and it was because of movies like that. That was a big factor for me, was because I didn't really well, my grandfathers were both in the military. Mine wasn't a military family. They were in the military, and it was kind of like I knew they were in the military, but it wasn't like they sat around and told their war stories or anything like that.
Yeah.
My dad was not in the military, so that probably was a factor. But nonetheless, I was still quite enamored by the idea of war and the uniforms and all of that stuff at that age.
You know, and the military has this thing where, well, it's a natural progression for kids to get out of school that don't have any other real big plans. We'll go to the military for 4 years. You'll see how much a job can really suck, and then you'll get your butt in gear and you'll get a real one. And that's what mostly happens, is people, like, they do their 4 years and they're out of there. If the military was so gosh darn great, people would stay in it. And they don't.
Some people do.
Well, but it's not common. And, you know, I can remember my mom telling me, yeah, go into the military. They get great benefits.
The term lifer was quite an insult when I was in the Navy.
The term lifer?
They refer to someone as a lifer. If you really enlisted one time, they'd immediately go, oh, lifer.
Yeah.
You're going to stay in. And it was this, you were just condescended upon. Like, you can't do better, so that you're staying in the military.
Ah, yes.
You know? And that was really the attitude about it. Hmm. Is that, you know, why would, you know, someone who wants to stay in, they were just like, what is wrong with you? Like, what is psychologically wrong with you that you want to stay in the military?
Well, you either like taking orders, or you like the idea of giving them, right? You like the idea of controlling other people.
Give the orders.
I think it's maybe for some people, they want a sense of security. Of there's a sense that the military takes care of you. It's like a big family, and
well, yeah, I think, dysfunctional, you know, family.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way we looked at people who called them lifers. That's kind of how we looked at it. It's a really dysfunctional family. But I think there's some people who have that attitude that it's secure, you know. It's not so much that, you know, they're not looking to get rich or anything. They just want security, and that's what they felt like it was secure.
You know,
whether it really is or not, that's actually debatable. But
people suggest that there's all these benefits. My mom suggested, well, go in the military. You'll get, you know, there'll be the medical benefits that you get. Plus, don't forget commissary. Mm-hmm. You know, you go buy things at the commissary. They're cheap for the rest of your life.
Free rent.
For one, you have to be near a military base for the rest of your life in order to do this. I don't know where you'd get commissary otherwise. Maybe they have it online. I have no idea. But of course, free rent. You'd want to be in the Air Force if you do free rent.
It's non-taxed. That's the only thing about the military. The military store was not especially cheap, but you didn't pay sales tax.
Well, that's what the people on the outside look at it, and they say, oh, wow, that's a pretty good deal. But just think about the depleted uranium that you're probably going to get exposed to.
Oh, don't think about that.
Yeah. And that just takes whatever benefit you're going to get out of it. But I was growing up in the early 80s. There wasn't much of a military threat. It was the Cold War. You know, what do? You move the medical soldiers, you move them there.
The medical facilities are horrible. You know, this is your example of government health care. You know, if you're looking for nationalized health care, look to the military, and you'll hear all kinds of horror stories about
people say that, you know, it's great, too. Yeah, some people will say, you know, lifers will say, oh, yeah, it's fine.
The way healthcare, the way that works, if the people who think healthcare is great are people who haven't had any serious problems. People who are just going and getting a prescription now and then, or getting the doctor to give them some antibiotics because they had a bad chest cold, and for that kind of stuff that can be meted out, like, you know, in large quantities, and you know it's just like revolving door style medical care. They can do that if you need knee surgery or any kind of serious surgery or something like that. That's where you end the horror stories.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to take control of these airwaves. You're certainly welcome to share your military experience with us. What was it like for you? Or bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to control the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there free, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. In fact, we're trying to, I guess, stir a little more interest in the wiki. It's kind of died off over time, and so it's now been integrated into the main site. If you look at our download area, when we look at the main Free Talk Live site, and you see at the top, we've got the last week's worth of shows. When you click on one of the days, it brings up little icons down below it, and then one of those icons will take you over to the wiki. Some of the other icons will, you know, download the show for you, or there's a few different things that you can share in different venues, so there's social networking, the episodes. There's also a page that will take you to a discussion where you go to the Free Talk Live BBS to discuss that particular episode, and then there's the wiki where you can go and you can, you know, write notes in there about things that were interesting in the episode, or whatever it is you want to write, because the wiki is completely open source in that you can edit virtually anything that you see there. So head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Have you considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. Only the rules rule, and only Jurisdictionary teaches people how to use those rules strategically and tactically to win. It works for both plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. So easy, the average eighth grader could go through their complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com. Use the pull-down menu when you purchase it in order and mention Free Talk Live. It's right there, jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we're talking about war, it being the day after Veterans Day here, and we've been, of course, discussing our perspective on the issue, which is, I would say, universal throughout the hosts on this program. I don't think we have any warmongering hosts on Free Talk Live.
I think we all, but you and I used to be, and obviously Dale joined the military, so he must have been somewhat on board. So I think we've all been converted sometime.
Sure
in
we
our,
have.
You know,
I just wanted,
20s.
I just needed a job at the time, and I was having trouble getting money for school.
Yeah, but
didn't
still,
really have anything to do with like being for war.
Yeah, it wasn't for or against
anything.
But yeah, you weren't against it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have taken that job. Right?
Not enough, obviously.
Yeah.
No.
So I mean,
I changed a lot over the years.
I don't think that when I was a teenager that I was particularly hyped up about killing people necessarily. I was also sold on the idea of all these benefits and, you know, hey, free rent. You don't have to pay for this. You don't have to do that. I was kind of, you know, I guess lazy in that way, a teenager. And at the same time, I also had that mentality of the military is cool mentality, too, because of what the Hollywood movies and cartoons had done to me throughout my childhood. And that's what we're focusing on here is one of the Hollywood productions that has received quite a bit of critical acclaim. And for good reason, technically, it's a good film, but the message isn't positive. And we're talking about Saving Private Ryan. And on one hand, there is the gore and that kind of attempt at realism, but on the other hand, it's also mixed with nationalism, which makes people want to join.
They want to show that war is hell, but without actually saying, you know, it's not justified. It's really not necessary. It's not helpful. But they're pointing out that it's hell, right? I mean, that's what they're trying to do they're trying to show the realism of it. They're showing, look, war is a really horrible thing and all. But
yeah, but it's still worth it because it's the United States, darn it. That's what they're telling you. And the
they're still
music.
Showing soldiers as heroic figures.
Yeah, and
the
you
whole
know,
act of.
I guess I have this, you know, this dichotomous situation. I think that I can totally understand why a guy who's, you know, in World War II, especially fighting for one of the nations that would put a bullet in your head if you just chose not to. I mean, when you take a look at the conflict between Germany and Russia during World War II, if you just took that particular aspect of World War II and separated it out, it would have been it's the largest conflict in human history. The only reason it's not the largest is because World War II happened altogether, but that in and of itself was just tremendous. There weren't any conscientious objectors in Nazi Germany or in communist and Stalin's Russia. There weren't any. You did what you were told to do, or you died immediately. You know, the fact is, there's cases. I listened to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Love it. He's talking about how, you know, this Russian captain or whatever is told to cross this river. He's got nothing with which to cross the river. Essentially sends his Siberian guys who are used from the steppes of Siberia. Okay, walk into that river until you die. Because he's just too scared to get shot. And then, but I mean, you know, as long as he followed orders, basically his commander won't kill him. So, I mean, you know, this is just how pointless it is. I don't have a problem with these guys fighting when they're in a situation like that. What I have a problem with is the aggrandizement of war, that it is this great thing. And I just don't know how to be an anti-war Republican, which is essentially, you know, the way I would view myself. How do I do that? How do I support the troops but not support the war? Explain to me how I do that, because I just don't know. Because to me, these guys choose of their own accord to go out and fight these wars for these stupid politicians.
It depends on what.
And if you chose to, you could just go to the brig.
It depends what troops you support, I guess. As LouRockwell.com's blog cites a Vietnam veteran quote, as a Vietnam veteran, the people I honor most is those brave souls that went to Canada rather than serve the slave master in killing thousands of their fellow human beings. I wish I had the courage that they displayed in their effort to avoid the killing fields. I was young and stupid, but I've taught my sons not to be that way. I guess that those weren't troops because they left before they could become that way. But there are the troops who have decided this is crazy, I'm not going to do this anymore, and I'm out of here. Those are the troops I support.
I guess, you know, that doesn't ring very true to the, you know, those
not the
out
intention
there.
In the saying.
Yeah, those out there would say that you've got to support the troops no matter what. But I don't understand what they mean or how you can mean that. How can you mean
it's just thoughtless.
Support the troops when what the troops are doing with the. How can I not support the government, not support the war, but still support the troops?
I don't know. Maybe Michael knows. He's in Massachusetts on the phones with us here. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, yeah, you were talking about Saving Private Ryan. So, how would you propose stopping Hitler?
Okay.
How about not creating a situation where he could rise to power in the first place by entering World War One?
Right. We really did go over that, and the fact is the United States' intervention in World War One.
But he at the time of World War Two he was in power, so you can't make up for past mistakes.
Sure.
So when he was in power, and he was rolling through Europe. How would you suppose to stop him?
So let me be abundantly clear on what you're saying here. You're saying that you can't make up for past mistakes. So you're saying the United States getting involved in World War One was a mistake, and that it caused the scenario that Hitler came to power. Okay, so you're not
That's
giving
not exactly
me that.
What I'm saying.
Okay, well, I don't. I am not going to address the issue of Hitler until we can come to an agreement on whether or not the United States intervention in World War One caused a decisive victory for the Allies, thus setting up a scenario where Adolf Hitler was put in power. So therefore, one can, to some extent, lay the atrocities of Adolf Hitler at the doorstep of Woodrow Wilson.
Well, you know, you can go back in history as far as you want.
You're going back to Hitler. Let's go back to Woodrow Wilson.
We're talking about World War II.
We're talking about World War II. And I'm asking you a question.
Hello. Is this a talk show or a yell show?
I'm asking you a question.
Okay. Ask.
The question, I have asked it already. The question is, are you agreeing that the United States government, that Woodrow Wilson is responsible for having put having put Hitler basically in power through his actions?
Not exactly.
Well, then I'm not going to answer.
I'll answer
the question about Hitler.
I'll answer the question. So how do you deal with Hitler is the question?
Yeah.
Okay, it's simple. You set Americans free so they can live their own lives how they want to, and they can save and spend and give away their money in the ways they want to. And if they believe that it's important to go over and join the military to oppose Hitler in some other country, or go over and form
Lots of Americans did that in World War One for the French.
To go over and maybe hire some mercenaries to go in their stead or whatever, then they could go and do that.
Well, you know what? I'm really, really glad. And my dad was around during World War II.
Because it's wrong to steal from people, don't you think? I'll tell you what, I'll come back. If you want, we'd love to continue this conversation. 800-259-9231. Maybe Michael will hang on, and maybe you will call in, too. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and you can support this show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to do that for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal. Alternative options are available as well. amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've experienced it. I've gone through this. They will walk you through every step and save you big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue here. We're talking about war and, of course, yesterday being Veterans Day and what we consider to be the truth about the military, and that is that they're nothing more than a band of people that get paid to kill and blow things up in the name of politicians, not in the name of freedom, as they are being told, as we are told constantly through Hollywood media, the mainstream media, and various different sources in our lives, such as the government schools. And Michael is on the line. I believe he's still there. Michael in Massachusetts, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So, Michael, I want to apologize for raising my voice. I get very excited about this particular issue, and if you felt like I was shouting you down, I'm sorry.
Well, let's get back.
I talk over people all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for having shouted
well,
you down.
You really can't do talk radio without having people talk over one another, and sometimes callers talk over us. I mean, it just all depends. You have to if somebody's talking for a while and you want to butt in, sometimes you just have to do
right.
that.
One of the tricks in talk radio for most shows is they just pot down the caller, so they don't actually talk over the caller. The caller just can't talk.
Yeah, there's that too,
yeah,
and we don't really do that.
You guys just are rude, and you talk over people. That's all.
Okay, we're rude. Go on.
Oh, right, we're rude, and so that's
go
why
on, let's address the
conversations
issue
that are lengthy, and we hold people that disagree through breaks. Whatever you say, dude. So let's get back to the issue of the your question regarding Hitler. You'd asked what to do about that. If since we're so anti-war on this show, what would we've done about this horrible man who is exterminating people? And, of course, it was pointed out correctly earlier that most people didn't know that was happening. People in Germany, a lot of them didn't even know that was happening. But nonetheless, let's say that news did come out, and as I said, my solution is to set people free. Because if this military is supposedly out there fighting for freedom, then shouldn't that include the freedom for me to not be forced to pay for things I disagree with?
All I'm saying is I'm really glad.
I didn't ask you what you were saying. I asked you a question.
No, I don't agree with you.
Oh, so freedom doesn't include the freedom for me to live my life how I want and not be forced to pay for things that you want for yourself?
Then go somewhere and live your life where you can do it and be free the way that you want to be free.
Where would I go?
You can't. Well, there's lots of places.
Where?
Go to Somalia.
I'm sorry.
It's always Somalia.
Nope.
Sorry. No government there.
You are incorrect.
That's just not true.
All you got to do is fight for yourself.
That's just not true.
Incorrect.
There is a government in Somalia. No.
There's a transitional national government.
Transitional
national government. And there are
the United States. Yeah. The United States keeps on killing the people that might become the government over there, and they keep on trying to set up a new puppet.
That's the UN, I think, as well. That's really over there. But yeah, sorry, buddy, you're wrong about that.
Well, no, actually I'm not, but all I'm saying is that I'm glad that people like my dad were around during World War II to do their service for this country.
You think you're the only one with a relative?
And people like you who like to talk over people and like to be rude have no respect whatsoever for the commitment and the dedication that people like my dad and...
Why should I respect people who kill other people at the whims of politicians? What's to respect about that, James?
And again, people that talk over other people and don't...
Oh, so you
want to
grandstand until you get talked over?
I'm not grandstanding anything.
You're filibustering.
You'd stopped. You'd made a statement about your dad. Look, James, you made a statement about your dad. And
Michael?
Your name's James. I know who you are.
Michael.
You made a statement about your dad, and then we responded to it by saying, what is to respect? And my grandparents were in the military as well. My grandfathers were in the military. What is to respect about
the Bulge
killing people at the behest of politicians? Please explain. What is respectable about that?
Stopping aggression.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
How can you use aggression to stop aggression? Because the question that Ian asked was, shouldn't
he
be...
Oh, really? So if someone comes up to you and has a gun, how are you going to stop them?
Well, I would. That's not aggression if you're using defensive force.
Defensive force.
The question... Oh, I see. So we're protecting people in France and lots of other countries, but that's not... aggression. That's not defensive.
Let me ask you this, if I may, Michael or James or whatever your name is. I don't know who the heck you are. So if I use a gun because I feel that Ian needs some money, and I stick a gun in Dale's face and say, "Hey, give me $20 so I can give it to Ian," have I aggressed against anyone?
Yeah, you stuck a gun in someone's face.
Right. So what do you think the United States government is going to do to me if I choose not to pay the portion of my income taxes that that include war?
You know what? You live in a country, there are taxes.
That's not an answer to the question.
You want to stop paying taxes, stop paying taxes.
Yeah.
Okay?
And then go to jail, right? And then be separated from my child and my family. That.
It's not much freedom. It's one thing if you say, well, you feel it's justified, and I understand and I believe that you're sincere, that the war was defensive. For people who disagree with that, they don't get to choose not to support it, and that's the problem.
Yeah, you're aggressing. Your system aggresses against people like me who support peace, who do not want to aggress against other people, who do not want to go to war, regardless of what the excuses are or the circumstances. I'm not interested in paying for that. I'm not interested in supporting it. But yet I'm forced to, and my friends are forced to, by the threat of violence that is leveled against them by this aggressive government. And that's the system that you support. Oh, by the way, you just interrupted me. I'd just like to point that out. But it's okay. I don't mind. Go ahead.
You talked over him.
Because you were grandstanding. But then be a conscientious objector.
So what's if you're a conscientious objector and you choose not to pay the taxes, do you know what happens, right? Like, there's
that's
no
not a conscientious objector.
Well, I think
conscientious objector is a legal term.
You're suggesting that we be that, though.
So you're saying that I should pay.
And that somehow affords us some freedom.
I should pay for people the bullets so that somebody can go around and killing people, but I don't actually have to use the bullets myself.
No,
and that's
not
okay.
What I'm saying. I'm saying
that's
that
what a conscientious
there are taxes in this country. There are taxes in this country. If you don't agree with it, don't pay it. But you know what? This is a country, and it's, you know, if you want to go somewhere where there's no taxes, go somewhere where there's no taxes.
Do you support me not paying taxes?
No. I think everyone needs to pay their fair share.
Meaning you think that that I should be put in a cage then, right?
I don't know what they should do to you.
You don't have any ideas? What should happen to people that don't pay taxes?
So you said I live in a country. Can I take my property and secede? I own it, right?
I don't know that you do.
I'm telling you. What's that?
Who did you buy it from?
None of your business who I bought my property from.
Well, there you go.
I bought my property. That should be enough for you.
Why? Okay, so I can go and be on what you call is your property, and I can say, I bought this from somebody. It's my property.
I paid money for it, and I have a deed.
Well, how about, so you're challenging Mark's claim on his property, which is quite possible. Well, you're saying he can't secede, so you're questioning whether or not he actually owns it. You want to know who he bought it from. How about if I want to question the validity of the United States claiming they own the region known as the United States? Am I allowed to? I have a challenge.
Exactly what it's all
They're
about.
Powerful.
It's about guns.
They have violence, and that's where the authority comes from.
Yep. You don't like using guns on people.
Go to Somalia. You know?
It's a shame.
That's the best argument you've got, man.
Why not support peace between human beings?
Might not love your neighbor.
I support peace between human beings.
No, you don't. You're talking about putting people in cages.
Your claims betray that. What you're saying right now.
If you believe that
you support are peace... People live here. I mean, there are things that the government
Do you want to talk about the origin of those rules and whether or not they're valid? Because I have some questions about that.
I'd like you to ask those questions,
Dale. I'm glad you do. There are lots of ways to address those questions.
I am. I'm trying to do that. I'm peacefully resisting. I'm refusing to obey laws that I believe are immoral. I'm doing lots of things that I'm addressing them in ways that I feel are moral. What I don't feel is a moral way to do it is just to get into the fight over it, which is like getting into the what they call it, the democratic process. But it's really just who can get the biggest numbers and overwhelm the other side with violence. And then they get their way enforced with violence. That's not a method that I'm comfortable with engaging in order to change those policies. And we have policies that aggress against innocent people, and I have a problem with that. Yeah. My way of dealing with it is not to use more aggression.
Just because a group of strangers in Washington, D.C. write some stuff down on a piece of paper and call it a rule doesn't mean it legitimately applies to me. They're just men and women who have people that will use guns against me if I don't obey them. Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate it. Michael, or... Whoever you are.
He said later it was Michael.
The cup guy. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.